system, and we are now have entered into a period of heightened uncertainty. You know, there's always this element of uncertainty which has been disregarded in the prevailing paradigm, but the degree of uncertainty is also uncertain, and now it is much greater than it was, because we have had, for instance, the dollar as the unquestioned reserve currency available for the central banks. The willingness to hold dollars has now diminished, and is no longer people. Central banks don't want to hold as many dollars as they now have in their possession, and at the same time there is no viable alternative currency. So there is a general flight from currencies, which is actually generating a bubble in commodities, and that's one of the features of what is going on now. And you also have a situation where the U.S. is facing a recession, and at the same time there is also pressure of inflation because of the decline in the value of the dollar and the rise in the price of commodities, in the cost of oil, the cost of food, and there is this. Double jeopardy of recession and inflation. So we are now in a period of uncertainty, and hopefully some new arrangements will come out of it. But what that arrangement is at the moment, it's impossible to say.
We'll take the next question.
Maureen Nevin Duffy, you may ask your question.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Soros. This is for Hard Assets Investor. I'd like to know, you mentioned that the commodities are reflecting the great uncertainty in the market right now. Certainly, a lot of people see them, I think, as part of the real economy, which you mention a lot, and also a safe harbor. Do you feel that there's anything that can be done in that market, maybe in a regulatory capacity, to sustain that as possibly a safe harbor at this time?
Well, no, I think that there is an increased speculation in commodities. And commodities have become an important asset class for institutional investors, and which has contributed to the rise in prices. Now, that's not the only reason, of course, why oil is at 108, and food prices have gone up, and metal prices, and so on. But I think that there is this increasing speculation, and I think there's a lot of talk of raising margin requirements for holding contracts, and I think that would be a very wise move. It wouldn't actually seriously reduce prices, but it would have some moderating effect. So that much can be done. But for the rest, I think it's something that's happening and that has to be dealt with, and has consequences in the real economy. The idea that all this financial turmoil is occurring and it will not affect the real economy is an untenable idea. So we are on the brink of a recession. We probably are now in a recession in the United States.
We'll take the next question.